Concho with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 yes. WGN. All right, here we go.
Our guests are fresh in from the rain that moved through here. Did you guys survive okay?
Yes,
we did.
Alderman Matt O'Shea is with us, and so is Jenny Harkins. We're going to meet her in just a second. But the alderman who is, he's one of the two official aldermen of the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. We have a north side alderman and a south side alderman, and that's how that goes. Mm-hmm. And then you got everything covered, you figure.
Yeah. There you go. That's
how it goes. And now the alderman, of course, is the Fighting 19th down in Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say that you are doing so. We're on the board of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation together. And I should say that right off because we have an interest in this. But it's a voluntary and completely charitable interest.
Yes.
And we would like to see, this is money that we raise for the families of fallen Chicago police officers and also the catastrophically injured Chicago police officers. And this coming week, we're doing something really kind of cool, and I'm going to leave it up to you, Alderman, to explain it. So if it gets screwed up, I can blame you.
Thanks, Ro.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Anna. Thanks for having us on. So starting tomorrow here in Chicago, we are kicking off the Paint the Town Blue campaign citywide. We have more than 65 businesses already signed up to participate. If there's any of your listeners out there that are interested in being a part of it, they can contact the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, cpdmemorial.org, and sign up. But this initiative is asking for business owners to do their part in supporting the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, the foundation, in raising funds through selling blue or gold stars in their business or hosting some type of fundraising event. And my community is taking the lead on that, and something I'm very proud of.
So these are very stars. Cool. These are like on a they're kind of cardboard stock with a blue star, a gold star, and then you sell those and you put them in the window of the business, and it's a show of support for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department.
Yes.
All right, and it all kicks off tomorrow morning with you down in beautiful Beverly, 104th and Western, the original Pancake House.
Great place.
Which is right. You just can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You cannot go wrong. And they have been so generous to us over the last number of years. I mean, at great expense to them in terms of throwing pancake breakfast for your organization and for the CPMF. And it starts tomorrow. There's going to be a blessing at 9 a.m. And then they're feeding people.
Yeah, so the Harrigan family, who's owned and operated for more than 50 years and has been so supportive of the Chicago Police Department through that half century, they are hosting Father Tom Hurley, pastor of Old St. Pat's, will give a blessing at 9 a.m., and then immediately following, the staff at the original Pancake House will provide breakfast for the men and women of the 22nd District that serves our community. And it's going to be a great kickoff to this week.
That is
very cool.
That is a very nice thing to do. And we were just talking earlier now, Saturday night. We'll get to this in just a second.
Oh, boy. I've got to clear my calendar night, this is special.
Let me just bring...
we got the varsity out.
Yeah.
Really. Amateur bartending team here.
We described, almost kind of a Rockwell painting of what the organization does. A pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
Men and women in blue arriving. A priest giving an invocation, right? A lovely, Thursday morning in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And a district standing out and supporters, business... And residents in Beverly, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of Chicago, standing around and applauding this work.
Family-owned business kicking in again and again for the local police.
And then Saturday night, all of that goodwill goes away, and I'll explain that in just a second. but Jenny Harkins, now you have a business right across the street from this, right?
Yes, we're right across the street from the Pancake House.
And you're one of the first people to do this. To take part.
Yeah, we're very excited to be a part of this. We are a fitness studio in the Beverly neighborhood. We also have one in Western Springs, but our Beverly location is participating in this event. I've been a Beverly resident my whole life. I'm raising my family there, and our neighborhood is chock full of police and police families. And so any way that we can get behind them and support them, we're all about. So we will be putting on a free class for our law enforcement, CPD, on Friday the 18th.
And this is a fitness class?
Fitness class.
It's Tread Fit is the name of your company.
Yeah, we do 50-minute classes.
And what do you do?
So we spend half the time, it's instructor-led, and you spend half the time on the treadmill doing interval training and then half the time on the floor doing strength training. But we do it in a small group setting, so we cap our classes at 16, so you kind of get a lot of attention. And
I don't want attention in a moment like that. I want to be ignored. I want to be in the
pain,
back of the class.
Moaning and groaning.
Right.
About how
right.
hard everything is.
Ow!
Hey!
Ow!
Not
do
for
that.
The faint of heart. I will say it's not for the faint of heart. But yeah, you get a great calorie burn because we keep your heart rate up, and you know, we do it in a setting where we can make sure you don't get injured because we can really focus on you. And
yeah, it won't work for me. I will still get injured.
You'd be surprised.
Have you ever made?
Come on out.
Let me ask you a question.
You.
Have you ever made a copper cry? I just want to know the answer.
You know, probably my favorite thing that I've seen at the gym is, you know, I think men have this idea that fitness classes are for women and are...
And that they're easy.
And that they're easy. And they kind of come in and they're like, especially we've had some policemen, I won't say names, who come in and they're like, oh, I'm in good shape.
I got this.
No problem.
I'll say names afterwards.
And when they leave, they are practically crying. They are drenched. They are dying. And one of my favorite comments is one of our guys said, I never realized how tough women are until I did a Tread Fit class.
Wow. She's teaching more than fitness over there.
And now this fits into what we were just talking about, this man flu idea, that when guys get the flu or a cold, they get sicker. A scientist now has proven that they actually get sicker than women, which is why we complain as much
because
as we do.
Because they feel sicker. It's not necessarily...
Where they feel sicker. Yes. Yeah. Right. And then I told a very sad story. And then I thought, well, I'm going to get some sort of
sympathy,
any kind of sympathy.
No.
And it was just as though I was lying on the couch with the flu. I got the exact same kind of sympathy I would get. This is why I just
one was feeling for you
so
for your 10-year-old story.
Yeah, I know. I can't
go take out the garbage.
I can right. This is what this yeah. is. Yeah, this is why I'm single. All right. Let's talk about Saturday night here for a second, because all right. So all the stuff we did, you know, this beautiful pancake breakfast painting, and now we, you know, like a business getting involved, is keeping people in shape and supporting the Chicago police.
Right.
And then Saturday night, the alderman and the former superintendent Phil Klein of the Chicago Police Department and the chaplain of the Chicago Police Department, Dan Brandt, who is you know, for a priest, he's got a really dirty mouth. All I'm going to say about it.
The guy's got some issues.
Yeah.
He's a ton of fun.
Yes, he is too much fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was legal for priests to have this kind of fun that he has. We are going to be bartending at Baracco's. It's a great restaurant, pizza place, fantastic, on 111th Street.
3047 West 111th Street.
Right, so that's...
Mount Greenwood.
Mount Greenwood, which, you know, because sometimes it goes down in Beverly, and then people in Mount Greenwood will go, what the fuck? What? It's Mount Greenwood, you moron! People are very sensitive down there about
it. Not Beverly, it's Mount Greenwood.
Right.
It's different.
There's a border distinction there, and they want to make it perfectly clear. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be out there, and I have a feeling that I am going to be pantsed before this is all said and done. There's something weird is going to happen. I just can feel it. And it starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And now Anna and I were celebrity bartenders. And I use that term very, very loosely. Uh-huh. The bartender word very loosely.
And the celebrity bartender.
At a bar in the South Loop a couple of months ago now. And we for a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And it was a hoot. It was, well... I had to go to the owner of the bar afterwards and go, I have no idea what I just did. I think you looked pretty frazzled back then.
I think you lost money.
That's exactly what I said to him. I'm like, you definitely lost money tonight. So I would like to make a contribution in some sort, but I'm making it to the foundation. So you are going to just have to eat it, essentially. Now, I don't know. I've met the Baracco's people. I know they're very lovely and they're great supporters, but I just don't know if they're going to put up with me for very long.
Is it full on bartending? Like you're going to do mixed drinks and everything like that? Or
well,
how's it go?
I know that Phil Klein had insisted he wanted to operate the blender.
Oh, boy. You're going to do like daiquiris and frozen margaritas?
Phil is going to be in charge of all that.
We have to keep away from the bananas, though, I think. That's the issue. I don't know how many are going to make it to the blender.
I'm certain that Father Brandt will be absolutely no help to the situation.
Oh, yeah. He'll be, hindering for sure.
Talk about drinking the profits. I mean, that's going to be its own. And I mean profits, FITS, by the way, in case he's listening. All right.
We gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, come on out to see that. That's really something right there. And then
what a night.
Yeah. That's, if you want to see me get hazed, you will see it happen on Saturday night at Baracco's on 111, 3040 West 111th in Chicago.
3047.
3047, right. It's a, it's Kedzie, essentially, right?
Just east of Kedzie.
Just east of Kedzie, right. So it's Kedzie. You know, you'll find it's big. You'll see the sign. And come on out for that. And if you can, and the pancake breakfast tomorrow morning, Original Pancake House, 104th and Western, for that. And if you want to take part, and this is really great, like Jenny Harkins did from mm-hmm. TreadFit, if you want to take part in this, go to the official website of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, which is
cpdmemorial.org,
and you can sign up for that and sign up for Paint the Town Blue, which is going on for a week, and you get to put these, you get to sell these stars and put the signs in your windows and just show some support for the men and women who are trying to keep the city safe.
Love it.
All right,
very good.
All right, so thank you very much. I'm sorry you had to be here for, I'm sorry I had to admit all these things in front of you,
thank
Jenny
you.
But that's, thank you for being here, and thank you, Alderman, for everything that you do.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right, Jenny, or did Jenny, what's her name, Judy Pilak. I get so confused.
I like Jenny, though. That's fine.
Jenny,
I like
Pilak. I think Jenny Pilak makes you, it softens
yeah,
you
it softens
actually.
Me a little bit, right?
Yeah, Jenny Pilak's got the WGN news right now.